Blog Talk Radio.
Gospel.
He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. He that believe not shall be damned. So is that you today, amen? If you're a non-believer, today can be your day, praise God. And I know, amen, that Ella Addison, praise God, is going to tell you, praise God. You know, it's a blessing to be on the Lord's side, praise God. Amen, we win. He paid the ultimate price, the ultimate victory. He paid it all. How many know that it's paid in full? See? He paid the price. And I thank God. He shed it with his precious blood. Praise God. How many know without the shedding of the blood, there's no remission of sin? Am I right? So it's good to know, amen. See? He brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light, you know. And now you say in the world we're going to have some trials and tribulation. You know, today people want to call it challenges. I don't care what you call it, you're going to have some of it. But thank God we don't dwell on all these problems and conditions and the dangers all around us. We dwell on God's promises. Oh, praise the Lord. Apostle Paul say, after we have done to stand, he said, stand. Stand fast, he said, in the liberty whereby Christ have set us free. And don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Praise the Lord. Man, are you standing today? Or are you holding on? Man, it's time out for holding on and hanging on. It's now, man, we got to stand. And we living in a time now, the devil is going to and fro, seeking whom he can devour. But thank God, praise the Lord, man, you that is filled with God's Holy Spirit, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. He said, no weapon that formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against you, he said he'll set a standard up against it. Look at that. See the promises? He said the enemy will come at you one way, but he got to flee seven. Huh? So see, we have too many promises. Man, that's why the Lord, he couldn't fail. He said he had power to lay his life down, and he had power to pick it up again. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he have give us that same power, that same authority in the matchless name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I thank God for my flower. Amen. Apostle today. Praise God. Amen. How the Lord is blessing her and renewing her, strengthening her. Thank God for that. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Amen. How many know it's prayer time? And we have a prayer warrior. Praise the Lord. We have a prayer warrior. Man, she is one that don't mind praying, one that can get a prayer through. Praise God. Man, and that's what we need in these times. Man, we need somebody, man, is not going to complain and murmuring and finding fault. We need some prayer warriors. Amen. More prayer, more power. Am I right? Amen. Amen. All right. All right, Sister Diane, you ready? All right, praise the Lord. All right.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name, Lord. We lift your name on high, knowing that there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves. Some ask for prayer, Lord Father, for their loved ones, Lord. Father, we ask everyone, Lord Father, to touch and agree, Lord Father, with us, Lord Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father. And thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus, Lord. Knowing, Lord Father, that you hear all prayers, Lord. We thank you for answering prayers, Lord. We thank you for hearing prayers, Lord. We thank you for the prayers that you have already answered,
yes.
The prayer that you're answering as we pray, Lord, and about to answer, Lord, Father. Knowing, Lord, Father, that we take nothing or no one for granted, Lord, Father. We thank you for this very day, Lord, Father, God. We thank you for this very broadcast, Lord, Father. Knowing, Lord, Father, you didn't have to wake us up this morning, Lord, Father. But, Father, you woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord, Father, amongst the land of the living, Lord, Father. And we say thank you, Lord, Father. We glorify and we magnify you, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Yvonne right now, Lord Father. Father, she has problems with her spine, Lord Father. Father, it's very difficult for her to walk, Lord Father, till she's now in a depressed state, oh God. Father, we come against, Lord Father God, depression right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet right now, Lord Father. Father, let her feel your arms wrapping around her right now, Lord Father. Let her feel the love right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, as we're intervening in her behalf, Lord Father. She has been through so much, oh God. Father God, line her spine up with the word of God, for you say, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. So, Father, we thank you for touching that spine and healing it right now. Now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, intervene in her behalf right now, Lord Father. You know what she's in need of, oh God. Touch like never before right now in the name of Jesus. Touch her finances, Lord Father. Father, move, Lord Father, in her behalf right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we just glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, take nothing for granted, Lord, Father, for we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for those, Lord, Father, that are checking on her, Lord, Father, encouraging her, Lord, Father, in your word, Lord, Father, letting her know that you will never leave her nor forsake her, Lord, Father. Touch right now, Lord, Father, as we root up depression and everything else that come along with it right now in the name of Jesus and cast it out into outer darkness, Lord, Father. And, Father, touch her right now, Lord, Father. Father, refill her right now, Lord, Father, with your peace and your love right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch all those, Lord, Father, that are depressed right now, Lord, Father, some at the point of committing suicide, but we cancel that assignment right now in the name of Jesus. We canceling all premature debt right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over their minds right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch the loved ones, Lord Father, that they are mindful and aware, Lord Father God, of others around them that needs you, oh God. Father, so many are depressed, Lord Father. Touch right now, Lord Father. Touch them, Lord Father. Let them feel your arms wrapped around them. Let them know, Lord Father, that they're loved and they're not alone, Lord Father. Father, we just say thank you tonight, today, Lord Father. We just say thank you, Lord. We glorify and we magnify your name, oh God. Father God, give your people a spirit of awareness, alertness, Lord Father, of compassion right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Letting them know, oh God, it's not just about me, myself, and I, Lord Father, but Father, about you, others, and then themselves right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Have mercy right now, O God. Have mercy right now in the name of Jesus, O God. Touch her right now, Lord. Touch those, Lord Father, that are hurting, Lord Father. Father, ready to give up. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you Miss Maddie right now, Lord Father. We speak strength also to her right now, Lord Father. Touch her body right now, Lord. From the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet right now, Lord. Father, move on her paperwork right now, Lord Father. Father, touch right now, Lord Father, where she had surgery, oh God. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. We speak healing right now, Lord. Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Father, let her continue to call upon your name, oh God. Father, and continue to profess her healing because you say healing is the children's bread, oh God. Father, and we know that nothing is too hard for you, oh God. Father, as we continue to touch and agree with them, Lord Father, for their healing, Lord Father, their peace of mind right now, Lord Father, for their strength right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, have your way right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching Imani right now, Lord Father. 1 year old, oh God, and had a stroke, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for at least giving her back her speech, oh God. Yes. Father, continue, oh God, to move, Lord Father God, on that side of the body right now, Lord Father. Oh Father, let the brain send messages, Lord Father, to every part right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Healing right now, oh God. Healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you TJ right now, Lord Father, and Spurgeon Walters, Lord Father. Father, they have cancer, Lord Father. Touch their bodies right now, Lord Father. Strengthen them, Lord. You know the difficulties right now that they're going through, Lord Father. Father, they need you right now, Lord Father. They're calling upon you, Lord Father. Oh, Father, touch them right now, Lord Father. Touch right now, Lord Father. We pull cancer up from the root cause and all the tentacles that go along with it. And we say, body, line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Let their faith arise within them, Lord Father. Let their belief, Lord Father, in you rise up, Lord Father, as we speak encouragement to them, Lord Father, and those that surround them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch right now, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Felicia, DeAndre, Janelle, and Ariana, Lord Father, as we pray continually, Lord Father, against bullying in school right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we don't just see it in the schools, oh God, but we see it on the jobs as well, Lord Father. Father, we dispatch the warrant and minister angels to stand guard round about them, Lord Father, and let them rise up and call upon your name, Lord Father, for you say you will fight against those that fight against us right now, Lord Father. Father, let them begin to trust in you right now, Lord Father. Lay it at your feet, Lord Father. Father, we speak salvation within that household right now, Lord Father, and peace in the home right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Work it out for that family, Lord Father. They desperately need you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Nikki right now, Lord Father, as we continue, Lord Father, to ask, Lord Father, for favor in her behalf, Lord Father, and you to intervene on that situation right now, Lord Father. Only you can do it, Lord Father. Only you, Lord Father, and we're touching and agreeing with her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Work it out for her right now, Lord. Father God, touch her listeners right now, Lord. You know what they're in need of, Lord Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for doing it for them, Lord Father, meeting their needs right now, Lord Father. Father, decrease in them right now as you increase in them, Lord Father. Father, that they, Lord Father, no witness to others, Lord Father. Give them that boldness right now that they need in you, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you for every bill being paid and every debt being canceled right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Everything that the enemy meant, Lord Father God, for our bad, Lord Father, we thank you for turning it around right now, Lord Father, for our good, Lord Father. Father, let us continue, O God, to keep our eyes, Lord Father God, towards you, Lord Father, our mind, our heart, Lord Father, towards you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Renew and refresh us, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for what you're doing, Lord Father, for my apostle, Lord Father, Apostle Porter, Lord. Father, continue, Lord Father, to strengthen her, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to keep her covered under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, O God. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. And Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, Lord Father. Touch all those right now, Lord Father, that are praying, Lord Father, for a continual healing right now, Lord Father. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Bless them right now, Lord Father. And Father, we cancel, Lord Father, every negative prayer word that was sent towards her right now. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. For the blood covers her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, touch my bishop, my pastor, Lord Father. Continue to give them the strength, Lord Father, that they need in you, Lord Father. Use them in a mighty and a special way right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord Father, over Elder Addison right now, Lord Father, as she prepared to bring your word. Father, we ask that you decrease her right now, Lord Father, as you increase in her, Lord. Father, let her let go and let you have your perfect way, Lord. Continue to strengthen her, Lord Father. Keep her, Lord Father. Father, with her mind stayed upon you as this word come forth, and we cancel every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast, anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Man, for Sister Diane, thank God for the prayer. And as we often say it, if you didn't hear your name, it's because you didn't call us and get on the prayer list. Praise the Lord. Man, it's so much going on, praise God, in our society today. But we thank God, amen, we yet have a promise from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is a praising God. I mean, that's why we pray. Man, we pray to a God that is able to do abundantly and above, that all that we can ask or think according to the power that lies within us, because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord. All right. Let me give me a little thought for today, and we're going to turn it in the hands of Ella Addison. All right, a little thought for today. Too many church members hear without heeding, reading without responding, confess without changing, profess without practicing, worship without witnessing, and seek without sharing. I'm going to read it again. Too many church members hear without heeding, reading without responding, confess without changing, profess without practicing, worship without witnessing, and seek without sharing. Is that you today? Hmm? So which side are you on? Hmm? Huh? You got to be on one side or the other. You know, too many trying to be in the middle, and that's very uncomfortable. Hmm? Come on now. See? So you're either saved or you're not. You're either on the Lord's side or you're not. Come on. You're either filled with the Holy Spirit or you're not. Praise the Lord. Amen. We know, amen, that our Lord and Savior paid it all. Amen. All to him we owe. Sin left the crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. Amen. And he made that quality decision. Amen. You're a winner. Praise the Lord. All right. Man, at this time, I'm going to decrease and let the woman of God come in her own way. Ella Yvonne Addison, you have the floor.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We bless the Lord on this morning and just so grateful to have the opportunity to come before you and to share what the Lord is saying on today, word from the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I am rejoicing on this morning. Hallelujah. I'm just rejoicing because God is God. He is who he is. He is the great I am. Hallelujah. And I just praise him and honor him on this morning. And just giving honor to Bishop Porter and Gloria and Apostle Gloria and Sister Diane and everyone else who's listening out today. I just bless God. I bless the Lord for this for the radio blog. It's how it's just reaching people and touching lives and transforming lives. And Sister Diane, I just want to just say to you this morning, that was a powerful prayer. Amen. I tell you, that was awesome. Praise God. And so, God is good. He's awesome and he's mighty. And I just bless him for another day, for a day to live another day, to just take in all of his benefits. Sometimes we forget that God gives us benefits every day, and we forget to appropriate those benefits. Oh, my goodness. So that's why we can have joy. We can have peace. We can have righteousness. That's the kingdom living. Amen. So we just bless God on today. And to Apostle Gloria, just continuing to lift you up in prayer, and that God will restore you to wholeness in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So today I'm just going to pray, but the Lord is wants us to hear, I believe, about living on purpose, living on purpose. And, you know, we think about it, we say, well, somebody might say, well, I am living on purpose, but are we really living on purpose? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to come before you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for meeting our every need. You know what we are in need of. And so, God, I pray this word today will touch our hearts. The word today, Lord, will bring encouragement, will encourage us, oh, Lord, will help us, Lord, to understand our purpose, oh, Lord, and understand, God, that it's in you, Father, that we have our purpose and we have our being, oh, Lord. So, God, I just thank you for this word. I ask that the Holy Spirit will speak, that I will decrease, and that the Holy Spirit will speak and minister to us, oh Lord. I just thank you for this word touching each person's heart, touching us individually, oh Lord God, giving us what we need individually, oh Lord, that we can be who you have called us to be, oh Lord, that we could walk out our purpose, oh God, as you have planned for us. So God, I just thank you for the word on today as you speak to us, oh God, that we will understand, walk in our purpose, oh God, live on purpose. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. So living on purpose, you know, sometimes when I when I get a theme or a topic from the Lord, I ask unchurched people, you know, what do they think about the topic? Because I just want to see what their thoughts are. And not really telling them what it's for. But so when I did that, the response that I had about purpose, this response was that they'd never heard of living on purpose and that their understanding of purpose was very limited. So we see that a lot of times when we look at things that are going on around us, and especially with people in their individual lives, the decisions that they're making, some of the decisions that are being made and how they're living out their lives. And it is because they don't understand purpose. They don't understand that God has called us. He has purpose for us, but we have to have a relationship with him in order for that purpose to be fulfilled and understood. And so in saying that, purpose sets the entire context for our lives when we're thinking about that. So without a clearly defined purpose, we're just doing things haphazardly, you know, not really seeking God, not following God's plan for our lives, but just doing what we feel, you know, in our thoughts, in our own flesh. And what that means is that what makes us feel good, you know, what we think we need to be doing. And this is for those who really don't understand about purpose, and who don't know, who don't have a relationship with Jesus. But also, those of us who do, believers who really have not fulfilled, who are not walking in their purpose. So today I pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to understand that God has called us to a purpose. We have purpose here on this earth. We have purpose and it's all according to God's plan and his purpose, not our own will, not our own purpose, but according to God's plan. And so, you know, when we think about it, when people say, well, I have this, you know, they have these goals in place. They have this, you know, I'm going to do this at a certain time. I'm going to, you know, pursue this at a certain time. But is this more than that? Yes, but is it according to God's plan and his purpose? So purpose is a master plan for our lives. And who is the creator of that plan? God is. We are God's masterpiece. So knowing our purpose helps us define our goals, help us to set goals, especially for young people. You know, for young people, need to have goals set in place, need to understand that they have a purpose, and that purpose, understanding your purpose, helps you to define your goals. So you're just not making decisions, haphazardly making decisions about your life. But God has a purpose. He has a plan. He is to be glorified in our lives. He's to get the glory. And so when we yield and surrender to him, that we can understand the purpose, we can understand, we know that it's God's purpose. It's a plan for his life. So when we have purpose, when we understand purpose, and we have goals in life that line up with that purpose, it helps us to avoid getting lost in the details of everyday life by keeping our eyes on Jesus, by keeping our eyes on understanding and knowing that there is purpose in our lives. You know, sometimes we can start out our days, and before we know it, we are scattered. You know, we're over here, we're over there, we're thinking about this, we're doing that. But when we wake up in the morning, we need to command our day. You know, we ask God to order our agenda for today. He orders our steps to order our agenda for today. What is the agenda for today, God? What is it that you want me to do today? What is it? Help me to stay focused on what it is that you are asking of me to do today. And when we do that and we really listen and be intentional to hearing what the Holy Spirit is guiding us and leading us into our day, then we won't be off track so much. We won't be scattered in our thinking and our focus and what God has called us to do. We can be productive in our day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you, but I want to rejoice. I want to have that joy. I want to rejoice in my day and knowing that when I surrender to the Lord, that he orders my steps, that I can, you know, I can have a day that is that's productive. I can have a day that is, you know, peaceful. I can have a day with, you know, all the benefits that God gives us. So, but it takes trusting God with that. And so Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, reads, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Hallelujah. God created us, and he understands us better than anyone. He created us, and he understands us. So if he can, he know he created us, and he understands us. He's called us for a purpose. He's called us, you know, for that he will be glorified in our lives. And he knows what we're able to do. He knows what we have the capacity to handle. He knows. And even when, we see in the Bible where, you know, different people in the Bible, you know, made excuses for not doing things, but Moses, you know, because he said he couldn't speak eloquently. Well, God knew that, but he also knew what Moses had the capacity to do. He had the capacity. God, all he had to do was be obedient to God and what he was asking him to do. God knows what you are capable of doing. God knows the capacity that you have within you because he created you. So he knows about you. Where we get off track is that we don't trust God and believe him to do that. We let fear and intimidation, you know, keep us from moving forward in what God has called us to do. Fear will paralyze you and keep you from fulfilling your dreams. We have dreams. We have vision. We have, you know, things that we want to do. I'm telling you. And so we let fear keep us from moving forward. Fear keeps us from fulfilling the desires that God gives us. He gives us the desires of our heart. He gives us those desires. Right? If we have a relationship with him and we're trusting in God, he's going to give us the desires. Those desires come from him because he knows us. He knows us. And so he gives us the desires. But it comes with having a relationship with him, with God, and understanding who he is and knowing who he is and making him the center of our lives. And so, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. Walk in a way that is acceptable to God, that will bring him glory. And that's what it's all about, God getting the glory. Is God getting the glory out of your life? If he's getting the glory out of that plan that you have, that vision that you have, is God getting the glory? Is it God who's giving you that plan? Is it God who's giving you that vision? Will he be glorified in it? God wants to do great things through us, but we have to surrender. It takes surrender. I give my life away. I give my life away. I surrender to the Lord. Surrendering to the Lord, that's how God can do great things in us and through us. But it is a surrender. Surrender. Surrendering to the Lord. We got to allow Jesus to live his life in and through us. But that it takes a surrender. It takes yielding. It takes saying, "Yes, Lord, I trust you." I'm telling you that there are some people who have been so hurt by life experiences. They're dealing with shame. They're dealing with guilt. And that shame and that guilt hinders them from allowing Jesus to live through them because they have shut that part away from God coming in and really doing the work and healing because it's too painful. But I tell you, he already knows. He already knows the pain. He already knows the shame. He already understands the guilt that you're experiencing. But what he wants from you is for you to fall out of agreement with the enemy, because you don't have to stay in that place. You don't have to stay in the place where you're feeling guilty or shameful or, you know, about the things that have occurred in your past. And yes, some of those things are hurtful. You know, the rejection can feel real. But God is able. He's able to heal and to deliver and to set you free if you allow him into that area. He already knows. He just wants you to come in agreement with him and come in agreement with the power of his love and the power of his grace and his mercy, and let him do the work in your life. But allowing Jesus to live his life in and through us will help us to understand our purpose, will help us to walk in the things that God has for us. Hallelujah. It takes action on our part. It takes action to do that. It takes action to believe. It takes a step of faith. Hallelujah, to believe and trust God to heal and to deliver and to set free from those things that have hindered you, those things from your past that have hindered you and keeping you from really walking out your purpose and understanding, you know, who God has called you to be. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and your soul shall know right well. But trust in God in it. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." God is sovereign God. He can call whomever he pleases to call. God is sovereign. Do not let someone else tell you what you can't do, what you're not capable of doing, because if God said it and he's called you and you know without a shadow of a doubt, that's what you walk in. That's the faith that you have to believe that, yes, you may not have all of the credentials. You may not have all of the accolades. You may not have all of the degrees. You may not have whatever it may be, but when God says it, and he puts his grace and his anointing on it, no door can be closed to you. Understanding your purpose, understanding that when God says it, God will do it. He's able. He said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." And that's amazing. That's awesome. He already knew what Jeremiah was called to do. He already knew what he was going to have Jeremiah do. Because he knew that. Before you were even formed in the womb, I knew you. God is saying that to someone today. Even before you were created, even before you were formed, that God knew that that he was calling you to a specific purpose, a specific task, a specific assignment. Hallelujah. And I just want to say that when we're thinking about that, we say, well, God, you know, God has called that person and God calls that person. But we have to look at what God has called us to, what he's created us to do, what he's formed us to do. You may be called, you know, to go to the nursing home and just pray. Well, I know right now that may not be possible, but because of the restrictions. But if that's your call, you can pick up the phone and call somebody and pray with them. Or you may have an anointing to bake cakes like nobody else. You can, you know, that may be your bless. That may be what God has called you to just bless people with cakes. You may have a hug that will bring healing to someone. I've had people to hug me, and you can feel the strength of God. You can feel the love of God through that anointed hug. You may have a smile. You know, the enemy is trying to snuff out that smile because of things that have happened, because of sadness, because of discouragement, and because of the way, you know, life circumstances, that the enemy try to snuff that smile out. But that smile can bring, to let somebody know, hallelujah, that they are loved. You know, God can take the very simple things and use it for his glory. But we have to, you know, be intentional about, you know, not allowing the enemy and not allowing our own selves, you know, stop what God is wanting to do in our lives and to how he wants to use us for his purpose, that he will be glorified. So God is sovereign. He's sovereign God. And if he's called you, if you know that you have gifts, you have talents, that God will use those for his glory. Be free on today. Be free and allow God to use you for his glory. Be free. I say right now in the name of Jesus that every chain of depression, oppression, shame, guilt, fear, intimidation is broken now in the name of Jesus. And you shall arise, and you shall arise and do the will of God in Jesus' name. So when you hear the Lord, when you yield, when we yield and we submit and we surrender, we begin to hear what God is saying to us, giving us plans, giving us strategies. Be obedient to what God is saying to you. I pray that we'll have encouragement, that we'll have boldness. Boldness to walk into what God has called us to do. That we have boldness and the strength to be obedient to what he asks of us to do. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So in verse 6, praise God of Jeremiah, it says, Jeremiah said, look, I can't speak, for I am a child. And how many times have we said, you know, Lord, I can't, you know, I can't do this. I can't do that. You know, I'm don't have the resources. I don't have, I'm not, as I said earlier, you know, mentioned, but not educated enough. You know, I didn't come from this family's name, or, you know, nobody will want to hear what I have to say. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Sometimes we have to come, we have been, sometimes some of us have been in such a place, you know, in our environment that we don't think that we can move out of that environment, that is all we know, that's all there is. But God is breaking some doors, he's breaking some walls down on this day, that you will be able to walk out and experience the glory of the Lord. You begin to experience, hallelujah, see what God has planned for you. Have the faith to walk out, to step out on faith, to step out of your comfort zone. Have the faith to believe that God, trust in God's enablement, that he's enabled, he's empowered you. Because we have the power within. He's empowered you and enables you. The Holy Spirit enables us to do what it is that God is calling us to do, what he's asking of us. So trusting in that, if we trust in our own ability, in our own intellect, in our own strength, then we're doing a disservice. To those around us, to God, who God has called us to minister to, amen. So, and then by not trusting in God's power and enablement and empowerment. So, the definition of purpose, according to the Prophet's Dictionary, it refers to the ultimate reason for which a thing was made. Glory be to God. The ultimate reason for which a thing was made. What is the ultimate reason for which a thing was made? To bring glory to God. To bring glory to God. Yes, some of us have gotten off step. We've gotten off track. You know, we've gone astray. But God is, he's waiting right there. He's waiting right there for you to come back to. If you've strayed away, if you've lost your way, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If you have lost your way, just come back to Jesus. Just say yes today, yes to his will, and yes to his way. He hasn't left you, because that's his promise. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Glory be to God. And then the other part of that purpose, understanding purpose, the activities for which a thing was created to carry out in life, right? So the thing which was created to carry out in life, to choose to do something regularly, be consistent, even having an ease of implementation. So we don't have to, when we're thinking about, sometimes when we're thinking about, okay, what am I going to do? What is my purpose? You know, we think about how hard it's going to be, you know, the struggle with it. Instead of realizing, trusting, again, as I said, trusting in God's empowerment and enablement for us to carry out what he's asking of us to do. And it takes spending time with the Lord. You know, we just can't do this and just think that, that it's just going to just come out of the nowhere, but it just takes time spending with the Lord, spending time in his word, spending time in prayer and praying intentionally. Sister Diane, that prayer this morning, as you were praying, it was an intentional prayer. You were hitting the marks. You were just hitting it in that prayer. So it's being intentional. We have to be intentional with our prayers. You know, so and spending time with the Lord, meditating, praying, fasting. You know, spending time with those who know the Lord. Some of you out there may need to separate yourselves from some people who have negativity. They're just negative people, and they can't find anything good in anything. And they will speak death to your vision. They will speak death to your dreams. So you have to watch who you are, who's your inner circle. Who's in your inner circle? Are these people speaking life? Is there someone that you can, you can trust and you can talk to about things? But watching who are you hanging around? Amen. Hallelujah. So the Lord's meaning is what he ordained his creatures and his family to abide in as their calling according to his divine appointment. Purpose relates to that which God needs from a creature he made. Purpose relates to that which God needs from a creature he made. That's us. He made us, right? And so God has given us, he's given us our natural abilities as well. He's given us unique talents and abilities. He's given those to us. So what are we going to do with them? Are we just sitting on them? You know, are we just saying, well, that's too hard, or, you know, I can't do it. I'll do it when, you know, procrastinating. I'll do it when. When what? You know, today is the day that the Lord hath made. So why not today? Amen. Why not today? Hallelujah. And it's according to his divine appointment. And that's amazing. That is so awesome. Because if we yield it to the Lord, and we are being led by the Holy Spirit, that those divine appointments, when there is a divine appointment, I'm telling you, you will see an amazing move of God in your life. He will put you before the right people. He will sit you before open doors. Now it's up to you to walk through those doors to take advantage of them, those opportunities. And that's why I said we can't allow fear or intimidation to keep us from going through those doors. Now sometimes God, you know, he will allow things to happen that he'll take us through those doors. You know, we may go dragging, you know, go through screaming and hollering, but praise the Lord. God is faithful, amen, and he will give us what we need in order to bring glory to what he's asking us to do, amen. And so purpose demands that we properly use our natural and supernatural resources, our unique talents. Ephesians 3:11 says it's for his eternal purpose. Purpose of living and conducting one's life consistent with the divine intent, calling, and desire. We are designed by God. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, somebody just needs to say that. I am designed by God. You know, when you say that, you think of, when you talk about something that's designed, you think designer clothes. You know, so it's unique. It's the best of the best. You know, so when we think about that, I'm designed by God. Somebody just needs to say that. I'm designed by God. We have a heavenly inheritance, some of us do not, we're spiritually poor. We're spiritually poor because we're not tapping into the inheritance. We're not understanding. We have a heavenly inheritance. We have adoption. We have acceptance. We have redemption, forgiveness, wisdom. We have every spiritual blessing that we need. So why are we spiritually poor when we understand that we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ? We have an inheritance. We're adopted into the family. We're accepted. When nobody else has accepted you, Jesus Christ accepts you. Hallelujah. When you feel that you have been rejected, that your mother, your father abandoned you, you don't feel like you're accepted by anyone, Jesus accepts you. Hallelujah. He's forgiven you. He's forgiven. We are forgiven of our sins. And that's another, sometimes we just have to, sometimes we do make mistakes and we miss it sometimes, but we need to be quick to repent. We need to be quick to repent and ask for forgiveness. And we have godly wisdom. We can ask for wisdom if we need it. So all these things that when we are living on purpose, hallelujah, when we're living on purpose and living for purpose, and that we have everything that we need. There is no lack in our lives. We have every spiritual blessing. Hallelujah. In Romans 8:28, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, that are called to his purpose. Now, we didn't say that there would, you know, that once you become a believer and you put on rose-colored glasses and then we don't ever have any problems. No. That we live, we are human beings and life happens. But God can use the most difficult situation. And it can be used for God's overall plan for good. That good is conforming to the image of God. So he can use those situations that we are being conformed to his image. Praise God. So yes, the situations may be difficult. Yes, it may be the things that you're just in a place where it just, God, am I going to ever come out of the situation? Yes, you will. Yes, you will. God is working on your behalf. As long as you stay connected to the vine, you stay connected to Jesus Christ, you stay connected to the truth, God's love will not be separated from you. It's how you go through the storm. It's how you go through those situations. Trusting in God. We live on purpose. It is according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord. It's according to his purpose. In Acts 27:13, when the south wind blew softly, praise God. Let me turn to that right quick. Amen. It's Acts 27:13. Read that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is so awesome and mighty. I just thank him that he's a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Acts 27:13. Thank you, Jesus. It's about the storm. And it says, I'm going to go back up. When a gentle south wind began to blow, they saw their opportunity. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is Paul when they talk about Paul. Hallelujah. And his companions. And God had promised Paul that he would testify in Rome and that no obstacle would come against that purpose that God has for him, right? So when a gentle south wind began to blow and they saw their opportunity, so they weighed anchor and sailed along the shore of Crete. Before very long, a wind of hurricane force called the northeaster swept down from the island, and the ship was caught by the storm and could not head into the wind. So we gave way to it and were driven along. As we passed to leave a small island called Corta, we're hardly able to make the lifeboat secure. So the men hoisted it aboard and then aground. Praise God. So just going back to verse 13, when a gentle south wind began to blow, they saw their opportunity. So they weighed anchor and sailed along the shore of Crete. So the ship was caught in the storm. What happened? It was their desire to go to Crete, but not by divine intent, calling, or design. Okay? So sometimes we have to, you know, what is God saying to us? What is, even though we may step out, you know, of the will of God, we may step out and we may think that it's, you know, we're going by our own design, our own will, as I said, and sometimes things may not work out. But God is faithful. He's faithful. And as long as we come back to him, okay, we come back to him. And so, and it goes on to say, so because this is verse 17, so they hoisted it aboard, and then they passed the ropes under the ship itself to hold it together. Because they were afraid, they would run aground on the sandbars of Citrus, and they lowered the sea anchor and let the ship be driven along. And so we took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. On the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. And when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. And verse 21, after they had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice and not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourselves this damage and loss. But now," what did he say to them? He says, "But now I urge you to keep up your courage. No matter what it looks like, no matter what that storm looks like, no matter how you feel," and they were ready to give up. He says, "Keep up your courage. because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Because God had already said, he already told them. He said, look, God had already promised Paul that he would testify in Rome. When God has told you, he has given you an assignment, that you have a dream, that you have a vision, amen, and it seems like everything is going wrong, but if God has said it, he is going to make a way. So I encourage you to be of good courage. Be of good courage. If you're waiting on the Lord to manifest what it is that that he's wanting to bring to pass in your life, be of good courage. And he says, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me and said, do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who will sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island. Praise God. So be of courage. Yes, it may not work out the way that you are envisioning it to work out. It may not work. It may not work out the way that you planned. Praise God. But God is in control. If he said it, he has a plan and purpose for you. If he has told you, and this is what you're supposed to be doing, yes, trust in him. Be of good courage. And trust in the Lord. Be of good courage. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. So sometimes we can get distracted. We can get distracted when God has said, when God is asking you to do something. What distracts us? People. People can distract you, as I mentioned earlier. People are negative. They have their negative energy all around you. And they are... just pulling on your gifts, pulling on your talents, and just using them, but it's not bringing glory in that way to God. So people can be a distraction. Our media, sometimes we have to, and social media especially. Okay, so social media, sometimes we just need to shut that down sometimes. Because the one thing about social media, Facebook, all these other social media platforms, Instagram and so forth, TikTok, all those social media, that can be a distraction. If you're on it, the next thing 10 minutes has passed, then 30 minutes, then an hour, and then next thing your day is just gone because of the social media. And everything that is on social media, it's not true. It's not true. And for the Facebook and what people are posting on Facebook, yes, it's good to see people who are achieving and being successful and all of that. But we don't know the struggle. They don't post that. We don't know the struggle. We don't know the other things that's going on behind the scenes. And sometimes it may not even be true as well. And that's why a lot of young people especially, and not of just young people, but there are people who get discouraged behind that because they see people who are posting these things and they're saying, well, why, I'm not there. I'm not doing these things. I'm not getting the house. I'm not getting the car. I'm not getting the degree or all this. So these things, it's a distraction. It brings discouragement and despondency. And then the world events. We see the things that are going on in the world today. It's really lining up with the word. That there's so much chaos in the world today. If we're not careful, we'll be so pulled into to the anger. We'll be pulled into the fear, of the future, fear of what will happen in the future. you know, we'll be pulled into that. So we have to just really watch what we let into our ear gate and our eye gate. You know, what are you reading? What are you watching that's bringing, that's interrupting your peace? You know, what's interrupting your peace? Is these things so? And then these are distractions that will keep some of us from really moving out and what God has called us to do, not understanding our purpose and fulfilling our purpose. So don't let the distractions of the world, distractions from people and their actions and their beliefs, okay, keep you from moving forward. Remember, God is sovereign. If he's called you, he has called you. We all have purpose. Remember, he knows us. He formed us. He knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. So we have purpose. So it's not about if we have purpose. We do have purpose. But these distractions can keep us from believing that we do have purpose. So how do you stay focused? How do we stay focused? Freedom. Being free. Living on purpose has freedom attached to it. Living on purpose frees us to make wise decisions. It gives us a sense of determination. It just feels like, you know, okay, nothing can stop you in that moment. We've been set free. We have the blood of Jesus who sacrificed on the cross for us, who has set us free. We have freedom that Jesus Christ has given to us. So living on purpose has freedom attached to it. That means that you're no longer under. Some of us may feel like we're in a fog. We just don't understand. We can't figure out, you know, what direction to go in, where we need to go, what we need to do. So living on purpose gives us clarity of thinking and of knowing what we're to do. So my prayer is that all the clutter will be removed from our minds, that we have clarity of thinking, we have clarity of knowing and hearing God's voice. So you have to be willing to let some things go. Be willing to release some things. What is it that you need to let go of? The unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, letting go of that, self-righteousness, the self-will, letting go of it. Are you willing to let that go? Are you in a relationship that does not honor God? Let it go. Jesus, glory be to God. What are you willing to let go? That pride, let it go. That having an unteachable spirit, you know, nobody can tell you anything. Nobody can say anything to you about truth. Let it go. Holding on to the past, holding on to tradition. And it's good to have tradition, but is that tradition not honoring God? Is that tradition keeping you in a place that's causing you not to prosper in your life? Any sin, a confessed sin, let it go. Purpose will keep you on the pathway of prosperity. So as you release the baggage, the worries, and the concerns of this world, decision-making, your discernment will be sharper, will be clearer. And then the next thing is to serve the Lord. Find your purpose. Serve God. Serving where you are, serving where you are planted. Serve in your community. You can serve God. You don't have to be on a platform, in a pulpit, in a church to serve God. Share the gospel wherever you are. Share the gospel in the grocery store. Share the gospel, you know, if you have to go to the laundromat. Share the gospel, you know, wherever you are, in your home. Share the gospel. Serve. You know, serve where you are. You know, if you are a cashier somewhere, Serve to the best of your ability. Have a pleasant attitude. There's nothing worse than to come across a cashier who doesn't have a pleasant attitude. Have a pleasant attitude. Work with integrity. No matter what it is that you do, have integrity with it. But serve the Lord. Serve God. Let God be glorified in what you are doing, no matter what it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I bless the Lord. Hallelujah. As long as your purpose fills you with passion, it can be simple and safe or something huge. Your activities, intentions, and goals come from your basic purpose. Amen. So examine what you value most. Is it your balance, your faith, your family, compassion, excellence, generosity, peace, connection to others? Consider what you would hope others would say about you when they describe you. When we're talking about purpose, what legacy do you want to leave? What will you be known for? You're going to be known for something. We're all going to be known for something. What do you want to be? What do you want that to be? So when we're living out purpose, we're allowing, when we surrender our will to God and live out his purpose for our lives, we will leave a legacy. We'll be known for something. Amen. So start each day and end each day by saying what it is. In moments of fear, frustration, and sorry, stand on one of the scriptures and review your purpose constantly. It will help you to stay focused on what is important to you and what God has placed in your heart. He's giving you the desires of your heart. So, Lord, we just thank you for your word on today, and I pray that every person who heard this message on today, God, I help us, O Lord, to understand and to walk in our purpose, O Lord, that glorifies you, O God. If we have stepped outside of that, Lord, we just thank you right now for your faithfulness, bringing us back into the path of righteousness, O Lord. God, we thank you right now, Father. We pray against every person who is struggling with fear, intimidation, low self-esteem. Father, we come against that now. Father, we say that it is far from us in the name of Jesus, O Lord. But God, we thank you, Lord, that we will trust you that for your enablement and empowerment to do what you've called us to do in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I bless you and I glorify you and I honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. That was an awesome word, Elder Addison. I really enjoyed that word. And let me just say, ouch, and, you know, move on, like Apostle say. You know, the word hits you, just say ouch and continue moving on. And I thank God for that word today. I'm trusting just like it touched me and spoke to me, it did so to others that are listening. And yes. I like that, understanding your purpose, and I'm designed by God.
Yes.
I love that.
Amen.
I love that.
Amen.
So continue to bring forth the word as God give it to you. May he continue to bless, strengthen, and encourage you as you continue in his word. You know, continue pressing forward. We greatly appreciate you when you come on bringing the word. Okay? Just want to let you know, here at Time to Talk About a City of Victory, we appreciate the word when it comes forth. So today, if anyone would like to bless the woman of God for bringing forth that word, for those of you that have Zelle, you can send it to logionint@gmail.com. And please put in notes that you're sending this donation to Elder Addison, and trust and believe she will get this donation. every man and woman of God that speaks on this broadcast, including our very apostle. You want to send in a donation? For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. And please specify in notes what your donation is for. You can also visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. I tell you, some awesome word coming forward, people. God uses his man and woman of God that continue to preach the word and not water down the word. It's time for us now to hear what God is saying in this day and this time. That word is going to save your life. Those of you that don't know God, I tell you, it's time now to know him. It's time now to know him. I'd say it's not playing time. It is praying time. Hear what thus say the Lord. It's not all the man and woman of God, you know, is speaking falsely. Every man and woman of God that comes on this broadcast, speaking what thus say the Lord. So you know what today? Be bold today. And I thank God. I thank God for that word coming forward, you know. I just had to laugh and say, ouch, and just brought me back to my apostle in the scripture that she been giving me for the past couple of days. So I thank you again, Elder Addison, for that word. So if y'all have enjoyed that word today or want to hear it from the beginning, want to hear it again, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on that link. It will have her name on there. Just click on that link. You can share it on your page. That is, if you're not ashamed, you know, share the message today. The message is not just for us. You know, it's for us to share the gospel. Share it today. I don't care if it's your friend, your frenemies, you know, share it today. It's awesome listening. That's all I have to say about that message, I tell you. God is good. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend now. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And let me tell you, you have a question, you're in need of prayer, you need to accept God in your life. Let me tell you, all you have to do is press that one button. And we will take your call. We don't do foolishness. You will be disconnected. All I'm saying, make that call today. The word was, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to ask for prayer. Don't be ashamed to say, I want to accept the Lord and Savior in my life. Don't be ashamed today. You need prayer. Don't be ashamed to ask for prayer. Prayer changes things. We all touch and agree with the prayer. So join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That calling number again, 347-857-3925. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, search searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that bed.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop
worrying how the story is,
I can let go,
and
I can let God.
Let
him
have
his way. That's
when things
are
happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.